You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Houston Astros are right in the middle of this wild card race with a crucial stretch of games coming up ahead of them. Let's talk about that with Brian McTaggart. I'm Allison Footer. Tags, we all saw this on the schedule. When I was looking at it a couple of weeks ago, before they went to Baltimore and Pittsburgh, I thought, well, this is, you know, this could very well be the beginning of the end for them because I just didn't, they hadn't performed that well against contending teams. Well, then they had that really great road trip against the Orioles and Pirates and then a really good homestand. So what do you see coming up on their schedule? Let's go over that. And they put themselves in, I guess, a pretty good position heading into this, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised, really, they were here. I mean, when they went to Baltimore a couple of weeks ago and lost that first game, they were 1-500, and I was like, this is probably the beginning of the end here. And, yeah, then the next 2-3 in Pittsburgh, 5-1 homestand against, you know, a couple of bad teams. So, yeah, they're a game out and with 29 to go. So they're right there. I mean, they're, you know, they're still chasing a couple of teams. The Tigers and the Orioles are ahead of them, but you know, technically, I guess they don't control their own destiny, but in a way they do, because if they have a good September, they should be able to make the playoffs.
So, yeah, they have this this September 2nd to, I think, the 14th or 16th. So they go to Texas, they go to Cleveland, they come home for the Cubs and the Rangers. I mean, this is brutal. This is against all first-place teams. Maybe brutal is not the word, but very challenging. And so if they could get through this, then they've got a bunch of games against the Angels and some against the Mariners. So they could really, even if the next like week and a half is a huge disaster, they could still end up winning one of those wild card spots.
Yeah, 7 of their last 10 games against the Angels. They're 11-1 against the Angels. And so, yeah, I think it comes down to the next 2 weeks. Jeff Luhnow said on the radio a couple of days ago that he thought if they go 7-6 during this stretch, they make the playoffs. And, you know, I tend to agree just because, you know, how difficult this stretch is. If they go 7-6, heading into the last 2 weeks at 10 games over and with, you know, with some of the teams they have on the schedule, I think they should be able to make a little bit of run at the end. But, you know, they can't afford to, you know, pull losing 8 of 10 or what have you. And, you know, it's weird because they play the Rangers on Friday, and it's almost not like it. You remember last year the Astros went up to Arlington in September, and they had a two-game lead, and there was so much pressure they had to beat the Rangers, and they get swept in four games. And it's all the divisions, you know, they're pretty much out of the division, so it's almost like, okay, they just need to go and play, win a series. It's not like all this pressure. Oh, they got to beat the Rangers. It's just the Rangers right now are just as important as the games will be against Cleveland and then when the Cubs come in. So, but yeah, the next 13 games I think will dictate where they're going to be at the beginning of October.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the individual players. It seems like the offense is really starting to come together. Obviously, Alex Bregman coming on and being the player that we sensed he was going to be, even during that really bad start that he had. And then you have Gurriel, who has, you know, he's been hitting the ball well. So this giant gaping hole at the bottom of the lineup, it seems to be shrinking a little bit. And that's got to be a good sign for them, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they kind of have a legit lineup now. Bregman is, I mean, he's in that number two hole, and he's doing very well. And Gurriel hasn't wowed anybody, but I mean he's come up and hit pretty well for the most part. I think he's hitting like 350. Another thing too, I think you need to throw that in there is Evan Gattis. He hit over 330 in the month of August, and even when he's not hitting home runs, like we saw when they finished the sweep of the A's, he gets the big hit, the big single to left field. So he's really come on and really swinging the bat well. Not only as catcher, but now as DH. And now they have him hitting fifth, and you know, Marwin Gonzalez was hitting fifth for a while. Now he's sitting seventh or eighth, which is where he should be hitting. But the emergence of Gattis and then Bregman coming around and Gurriel now in the lineup, and yeah, all of a sudden you got a lineup that can score some runs really quick.
You know, I was looking at I've been saying this all along that I don't believe that the Astros have enough starting pitching to really be a legitimate playoff contender. I mean, you know, they're okay, and they've got some good spots, and, you know, McCullers being hurt, I just thought, well, that's a huge blow. I don't know, but I do these podcasts with the Dodgers every week, and I'm watching them pretty closely. And, I mean, they have, like, no starting pitching, and they may win that division. So is it changing? I mean, is this game changing where you really don't have to have a strong rotation? It just flies against everything that we've been preaching for about 140 years. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I think you can get to the playoffs with an average rotation, and once you get in the playoffs, I think, you know, things get a little bit different. Astros are third in the league in ERA, but as far as starters go, they're middle of the pack. But, yeah, you look at their rotation, and nothing jumps out at you. I mean, Keiko now has pitched pretty well in the second half. I mean, I'll give him that. His last 12 starts, his ERA is like 3.6. He's 6-3, so he's done a nice job. But, you know, you look at the series against the A's, Colin McHugh in the middle game pitches six innings, but you never really feel real comfortable about it. He lets a couple leadoff guys on, but, you know, he ends up getting the job done. And then in the last game, Fires just – he teeters on the brink of disaster. Bases loaded and gets out of it. Next inning, two on and gets out of it. And you know, they're able to get him through five innings and give up one run. And then, you know, Davinsky pitches two, and then they get to the back end of the bullpen and it's over. So Astros have really depended heavily on their long relievers to kind of bridge the gap from the starters, but really struggled to get to the back of the bullpen. Davinsky, Feliz, Feldman when he was here. And so their formula is almost like, let's get five out of the starter, and then we can our bullpen's good enough, we can piece it together from there. Is that good enough to get them to the playoffs? You know, I think it is. And is it good enough to go deep in the playoffs? Probably not.
So the one last question I had for you was on Dallas Keuchel. He's got some fatigue. What I didn't actually delve too far into that, but I did see a headline that he's a little bit fatigued.
Yeah, he was supposed to pitch Friday night in the series opener against the Rangers, and AJ said they were going to push him back at least a day. He said two things. They wanted to keep Pfister on 5 days rest, and Dallas was suffering from a little bit of fatigue. I talked to Dallas after AJ told us that, and, you know, he downplayed it. And Dallas is the guy all along that said he wants to pitch the ball every fifth day. That's when he pitches at his best. So, I mean, it makes you wonder a little bit. He did say he's just feeling a little bit more soreness, but this is a guy that pitched 246 innings last year, including the playoffs, and he's around 170 now. So that's, you know, for 15 months of a calendar year, that's a lot of innings on that arm. So be interesting to see, you know, how they play going forward with it. But, again, the Astros aren't in a position where they can, you know, line up starters or rest guys. I mean, they need Dallas Keuchel to get the ball every fifth day because he's – in the second half been their best starting pitcher, and they need him to win these games just because, like what we talked about earlier, their starting pitching is very inconsistent. You never know what you're going to get night in and night out.
Yeah. Well, the one good thing that the Astros have going for them is that every other team in this race is very flawed too. So that's why it's so interesting. All right, Tags, thanks very much. We'll talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.